Hello and welcome to the first knitcast from the iKnit Weekender. It's Maria Shard here. It's the Saturday. It's towards the end of the day. We're out the back actually in the nice cool area. And I'm here with Ellie Doyle, who's a knitwear designer and also a tech editor. Ellie, how have you been finding the Weekender so far?
It's been great. I've done a couple of workshops yesterday. One on Kitchener Stitch with Woolly Wormhead, and the other was a talk by Debbie New.
Sorry, that's just the sound of a dumpster going by us, just so you've got the full atmosphere of the iKnit Weekender.
There's lots of stalls, various yarn companies have come, like House of Hemp and Fibre Spates and Natural Dye Studio, Laughing Hens. Yeah, and there's been a fashion shoot in the, or a fashion show in the evening. To see designers' garments that they've been selling.
Now, you were saying to me that one of the workshops you've been to is for the on the Kitchener Stitch. How did you find that?
It was really good. People mostly think that it's just for stocking stitch, but we covered for garter stitch as well, reverse stocking stitch, and we also discussed rib stitch as well. But that's quite hard to do.
Now, when you're not in the UK, you're in the Faroe Islands, aren't you, with your other half, and you've been designing there, but you're also going to actually launch, we'll just wait for the dumpster to go by again, you're also going to be launching your own yarn store in the near future as well. Can you explain to me why and how it's going to work and how the current sort of yarn stores work in on the islands?
Okay, well, they have, there's quite a few small yarn shops, but they all seem to carry the same yarn, either Norwegian yarn or Faroese yarn, which is nice, but it's not very soft, but it's traditional, they do colour work with it. But I'd like to get some nice coloured yarns, nice soft yarns, lots of British yarns, just for a bit of variety, really. I think people will be excited to see something new.
And I understand that at the moment it's more typical for yarn to be sold with something else, like lamps.
Yes, because the population is so small, they have to diversify to be able to survive. So kind of generally seasonal stock like yarn, they tend to match it with them. There is a shop with lamps in the next town, lamps and yarn. So yeah, it's interesting what you find.
Okay, well, that's the end of the first audio boom from iKnit. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.